This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Republicans in the House and Republicans in the White House, it should be said, are pushing hard to get a vote done on the GOP's health care plan. There is legislative horse trading and arm twisting going on as we speak, but there is also a fundamental economic reality at play here as well. Lawmakers are trying to change the health care market, but are ignoring market forces. Marketplace's Sabri Benishor gets us going.
The requirement that insurance companies cover people with pre-existing conditions is a really popular one. The challenge now is, how do you pay for them? Dan Mendelson is president of Avalere Health.
That is really what a lot of the debate is around. It's individuals who do not have insurance who need it.
Now, the basic model of health insurance is pretty simple. The healthy help pay for the sick. So Obamacare's solution to paying for people with pre-existing conditions was to push more healthy people to buy insurance plans, penalize those who don't, and subsidize some who do. More healthy people paying, more sick people get covered. Republicans do not want to do that, and their challenge is figuring out an alternative.
So like, imagine we're making a model airplane. They sort of want to make one with one wing and one landing gear, but not sort of actually think about, what does it take to make this insurance airplane fly off the ground?
Craig Garthwaite directs the Kellogg School's healthcare program. The Republican alternative being considered at this point is to say, sure, insurance companies still can't deny people with pre-existing conditions, but they can charge them more. Larry Levitt is with the Kaiser Family Foundation.
So in theory, insurance companies might have to take these people, but you can bet they're going to charge them astronomical premiums to keep them out of their pool.
So the healthy would still pay for the sick. There would just be fewer sick people with insurance.
That would have the effect of lowering premiums significantly for people who are healthy, but likely pricing people who are sick out of the market.
That could be a lot of people. 27% of adults have pre-existing conditions that would have resulted in denial of private insurance before Obamacare. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishor for Marketplace.